Penguin Random House Audio presents The Accidental Life, an editor's notes on writing and writers by Terry McDonnell, read for you by Jason Culp. Part 1. Go in fear of abstractions. Ezra Pound. My editor. There is nothing finer than deciding to write. And if, like me, you were a young writer in the 1970s, there was almost too much to write about. Norman Mailer actually complained about this. Vietnam had a lot to do with it, because friends had been there, or had gone and weren't coming back. And there was the movement, however you defined it, and the music, and the drugs, and everyone drank and had sex with each other. No one wants to read any more about that, but there was a shocking inevitability to the way things were turning out. Something else was always there too, just beneath the surface, no matter how uncomfortable or embarrassing it was to define. Writers talked about it, about writing and being writers. Ken Kesey said, "I'd rather be a lightning rod than a seismograph." That's the kind of writer we all wanted to be. What if writers were the story? What an idea. Depending on how well you wrote and how often you changed jobs or assignments, other writers came in and out of your life. Some of them were already famous, and others would be soon, but celebrity didn't matter because you knew something together, the private thrill that comes from writing a clear and unique sentence, the craft of it. James Salter liked to...